Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to get some intel on the Sox. It's the Front Office Report on EEI.
And on the Harbor One hotline this morning, it is the president of the Boston Red Sox, Sam Kennedy. Hey, Sam.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How you doing?
Well, it's been a busy morning this morning, and I'm glad you said it's not an April Fool's Day. Unfortunately, we're dealing with not a picture-perfect day here in New England. It was a tough decision, but we are postponed, and we're gonna run it all back tomorrow at 2:10 p.m. at Fenway, and maybe we'll see some sunshine tomorrow.
Does that end up being an easier decision to make when there's only 4,000 fans as opposed to 33,000 or whatever the number is?
Yeah, a little bit, just because you're inconveniencing a smaller group. But the problem is we've had everything lined up for a long, long time for today, so it's not a decision we take lightly. But when you do have that built-in off day specifically for this purpose, we thought it was the right decision to take advantage of that. Right now, tomorrow's forecast is bone dry and sunshine. It will be cold, but it just made sense given the forecast changed a little bit between last night and this morning, where we may have another band coming in around 1 o'clock and then chance of light, misty rain throughout the afternoon. Of course, the sun could come out at 2 o'clock and then we'll look like idiots. So we're fully prepared for that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like there was a window there at 2 o'clock where you could get the game in.
Yeah, there might be a chance of that. The built-in off day really was a deciding factor here. When you have tomorrow ready to go specifically for this purpose and for opening day, which is a regional holiday here, we thought that was the best call. But a difficult decision and not one we take lightly, because we know it's a tough one for a lot of people, including us, who have been waiting a long, long time through the 2020 season with no fans. And now we're so excited to welcome our fans back. We'll have to just wait another 24 hours.
Sam, maybe you push it for another month. E-Rod will be ready to go.
Yeah, push it to July and have warm sunshine.
Sam, when you make this decision, do you take any of the players' input because of maybe the fact of playing in the rain and it could, lead to some maybe slips and, whether it's groins or, I know Greg joked a little bit about E-Rod, but some of the players' input about playing in bad weather that could potentially cause some injuries?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a factor that we have to consider. Baseball operations, working with Major League Baseball, lots of different constituencies. We were talking throughout the night last night and then all morning this morning. So, yeah, you factor that in. But look, I think today is a day where if we didn't have this natural built-in off day tomorrow with a good forecast, we'd be in a different situation. So hopefully it works out well. We do apologize to anyone who's inconvenienced by this, because changing plans on short notice is difficult, but we wanted to try and make the decision early in the day just for planning purposes for our fans and for baseball, for our roster, and now we all focus and get ready for tomorrow.
For those who took the day off today, is there anybody over there who would be willing to call and explain to the boss? Like Ron Renicky or something like that? Would he be willing to call on behalf of people?
Absolutely. I think people understand the excuse notes and the doctor's notices and all that need to apply to tomorrow. Absolutely.
Yes.
Sam, when you look at like some of the other teams throughout Major League Baseball, I know Greg brought up the teams in Texas will be able to play to full stadiums. Has, any government officials here locally, have they gave you any input onto when you could possibly be going from 12% to 20% or 30% or whatever that number may be. Have you gotten any idea? So maybe you can kind of tell fans, like, hey, here's what we're expecting.
Yeah, it's a great question. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito has been running the reopening effort, and I have to say she's been incredible with communication and dialogue with every industry, including the sports, entertainment, live venue industry. We actually had a call or a Zoom yesterday with the Garden and Gillette Stadium and Fenway Park and a broad constituency of venue operators and owners. And we're hoping that we can get a roadmap here to getting back to 100% in our venues when the health officials say it's safe. So we don't have specifics quite yet, but we're hoping to get clarity through working with the government officials soon. We were really appreciative of the 12% and getting, most importantly, as you mentioned, is getting clarity, because every decision like this dramatically impacts everyone's operations, you know, whether it's the Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, Revs, Red Sox. So getting clarity well in advance so we can plan out for the months ahead is key, and we hope to have some clarity in the days ahead here as we look to a roadmap back. And look, of course, everything, like today, everything is subject to change given the unknown nature of this virus, but hopefully people will keep getting those vaccines in their arms and that will ramp up and we'll be back to some sense of normalcy this summer. That's my optimistic hope, is that we're enjoying full ballparks and playoff hockey and basketball and concerts and the rest as soon as humanly possible. But I'm certainly no health expert, so we'll leave that to the people who are really understand and we'll be prepared to adjust our plans accordingly.
When it comes to MLB and scheduling, and maybe the organization doesn't want this, but has there ever been any talk of the Red Sox starting the season on the road in warmer climates and domes, et cetera, and then the home opener ends up being in May or something when you have, you know, likely get a better weather?
Yeah, it's a good question. We've worked closely with MLB, and they do use their best efforts to get the colder weather teams scheduled in environments where they can play, or wetter environments, as the case may be. But the simple truth is we got to play 162 games in roughly 183 days. You got to get all the games in, and you know, we want that home field advantage of Fenway. So the more games at Fenway Park, the better. But it is a challenge given the New England weather. But that's nothing new for us.
Hey, Sam, there was a report that Kike Hernandez had like the ninth highest selling jersey in baseball leading into the season. You've obviously lost some popular players too, including Jackie Bradley Jr. How popular is this Red Sox team to you as we start the year?
Well, I think there's a bunch of exciting new faces to complement guys that have been around for a while. But Kike, I'm telling you, this guy, I had a chance to spend a little bit of time with him in spring training. He is an awesome guy, a fun player, lots of energy. Obviously, he's got World Series experience, and he's ready to bring it to Boston. A lot of these guys that have played in other markets are excited to be at Fenway in Boston. Guy like Alex Verdugo, can't tell you how pumped he is to play in front of fans. So, you know, look, we got to go out and perform, and then we'll see how popular the individual players and the team becomes this spring and into the summer. But we're obviously optimistic and excited to get going here.
All right. Well, kind of a bummer today, but we'll look forward to tomorrow. And same time, same place, 2:10 mm-hmm. start tomorrow, Sam.
Same time, same place, 2:10. Really appreciate it. Thanks for everyone's patience. And do the Sundance for tomorrow, if you don't mind.
All right, Sam Kennedy, thank you.
Thanks, guys.